Super Hits 93.5 Red FM.
Hey, Risha, morning.
Ritesh, you have a very interesting perspective on women wanting to buy their own houses. Please tell me about this.
Even you spoke about guys getting a job and, you know, thinking of buying a house. Why can't it be the girls?
No, I said it's kharidna chahta hu. Generally, in my case, it's chahti hu. So, I mean,
Of course.
Depends.
So I'm saying, but it's a fact, right? Majority initiatives are taken by men. Of course, the trend is changing, but it needs to change a bit faster.
You know? That's what I'm saying. So that there's not too much pressure on the guys to buy a house, let the girl go buy the house.
Yeah, I mean, the man can focus on buying the nice car and, you know, other things in life. And like, divide the thing and rule life.
Earlier, the man had to buy the car and the house and everything else, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I was talking to my brother. He's in America and he's dating and he's with his girlfriend there. And he's very clearly told me that, Disha, look, I am not one of those cutthroat kind of guys. And I don't see myself climbing the corporate ladder and, you know, clawing my way up. I find it difficult to do stuff like that. So I am very clear that by 40, I want to retire. And I'm going to encourage my girlfriend / if she's my wife, go ahead, you know, do very well for yourself. I'll stay at home and take care of the kids. I'm enjoying this diffusal of...
Perfectly fine.
Yeah, it's great. A lot of guys are doing this.
Don't even buy a house. How does it matter? You need a place to stay. It doesn't matter if you can enjoy all the money that you make. But actually, tangible things.
It's only security, you know. I think it's only that there should be a roof over my head.
Society ka pressure hai ye. No, parents ka pressure hai ye. Peer pressure hai ye.
Now you're moving backward one more step and saying, ghar hi mat lo.
Absolutely. No, I'm saying on second thought.
Yes.
It doesn't stop, yeah. You want to buy a 1 BHK, ek aadmi rahega. Then you have a bigger family, then you're like, arre, chota pad raha hai, yaar, mera bachcha kahan se hoga? Then you're like, 2 BHK, 3 BHK, does it ever stop?
You've gone through this, haven't you? I can sense it.
I've gone through it and I'm also going through it. I'm in the transition phase of buying the bigger house, which I've done, but yeah. I mean, I'm like, sab chodo yaar. I mean, you know, bank mein rakho paisa and let it earn money, invest.
It's coming from a guy who's just bought a bigger house. If you hadn't bought a bigger house, people would still take
you a little more
seriously.
Hota hai na, one step forward and two steps backwards. That's what it is.
So in fact, right now, we're on a slightly different trip where we're even considering the idea and concept of buying a house.
I still stand by my first statement, Disha, that, you know, I think it should be a joint responsibility. You know, I think it's more... responsible behavior from both people. Nobody can be, you know, like, I don't know, I don't care type.
Yes.
You can't do that.
But this is something I've noticed with the men these days in the urban areas. They are getting very open to the concept, ki yaar, koi baat nahi, maine nahi khareeda, toh what's the big deal? She's bought it, it's on her name, or she's making more money than I am. That whole thing is settling in a bit, which is great.
Yeah, absolutely. Why not? I mean, equality should be in all sense, not selective equality. Na? Now that you're equally or even more educated, and you have the opportunity, no problem. You go exercise your right. I will take care of other things in life.
This relaxed, nonchalant approach by the men, I think, will start worrying the women. I think in me.
Every Monday to Saturday, 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. 93.5 Red FM. Bajate raho.